Hi, welcome back to another episode of Tina's Arena, where I talk about life as I see it, the journey of growth, especially through my lens, which is nutrition, fitness, health, well-being, a little bit of spicy childhood experiences, and ADHD, I'm an entrepreneur. This is life through my lens and my point of view. And what I wanted to talk about today was my vacation that I just went on. I spent a week with my family in the Dominican Republic. Ever since my siblings have started to have kids, we've been taking family vacations together because my mom is really trying to encourage our family spending time together as a unit and having my nieces and nephews really bond and become good friends. So I'm bringing up this whole vacation experience because this year was actually an entirely different vacation experience for me. In the past, I had bulimia, so going to all-inclusive resorts was actually very stressful for me. It didn't make the situation any better. Like, I still had my eating disorder even on vacation, and I remember so my younger brother, he's very innocent and he's very naive sometimes. So, I mean, it's not his fault. It is what it is. But after getting dinner at the all-inclusive buffet, I'd joke around with him and I'd be like, hey, do you want to go get more food with me? Go get dessert, like extra dessert, extra food, extra pasta, whatever it was. And he loves food too. So obviously he would always say, yeah, sure. And then he'd more often than not get a little bit and be watching me eat like way too much food. So that was the pattern that I used to have at all-inclusive resorts. I would frame it as a cute little bonding experience for me and my brother, but it was actually me binging and purging afterwards. Last year's all-inclusive resort experience was, I wasn't sick anymore. I didn't have my eating disorder, but I think I was still stressing about food a lot. This year, it was a really different experience for me. It wasn't stressful anymore. Definitely, I mean, I just have the habit of overeating and I love to eat and I love to munch and I still feel like I am working on listening to my stomach's fullness signals. So I'm still often able to overeat quite easily. So the first couple of days on vacation, I was totally overeating because of the novelty, right? You're on this new resort, there's a whole bunch of food, we're trying everything, seeing if it's good. I remember we went to the a la carte restaurant and it was bad, it was terrible. So we'd eat a little bit there and then we went to the buffet and then we'd eat more. And we actually did it as a family this time, which is kind of cute. And I mean, it gives you an idea of the kind of family that I grew up with. Like, we are so into food and so into eating that we would eat at the a la carte restaurants this year and probably be full, but then go to the buffet and get more food. And that happened probably 5 out of the 7 nights that we were there. We would go to the buffet after dinner again. And I know that was my pattern previously to binge, but this year I was not binging. I was super full a couple of times, but it wasn't, you know, I didn't get into that negative mind space as easily as I would have in the past. And I'm very, very proud of that and proud of the work that I've done thus far to get to here. So the point of this episode is to talk about how I got here and how I ate when I was on vacation. It's an all-inclusive resort. Number one, as I spoke about in an episode a couple of weeks ago, I'm not drinking alcohol anymore. Not that I'm a sober person, I just don't like it. So I actually had 0 alcohol when I was down there. And that just helps keep the urges in check, right? Like, I'm more in control of myself when I'm not drinking alcohol. If I had been drunk, then maybe I would have been having more snacks. And then that could have escalated and might have led to me feeling poorly about myself, but that never happened because I didn't drink any alcohol, so I was never in an altered state of mind, which is really helpful when you easily slip into negative thought patterns. So for me, staying sober, although I don't consider myself a sober person, but I basically am, I just like that I am in control of my thoughts. It gives me more joy that I am in control of myself and my thoughts and my body. And like when I feel awkward, I don't have the urge to suppress my awkwardness by drinking alcohol. I definitely don't enjoy wallowing in the awkwardness, but I can just be like, okay, well, like I can, this is weird, I can handle it, and whatever, moving on. Okay, what else did I do? So like I said, the first couple of days, it was novelty. Maybe the first 2 days, I just ate whatever I wanted and I tried everything and I had a couple of desserts and it was cool. It was fun. I had no bad feelings and no negative thought patterns when I did that. I was eating slowly. Oh yeah, I was eating slowly, which really helped. But another thing that I started doing when it comes to food is I only get one plate of food. I try not to go back for seconds. Anytime that I went back for seconds, it was for a little bit of dessert, but mostly fruit, just to fill up and eat more fruit. Because they had fresh papaya there and passion fruit, and those are tropical fruits that are very expensive right now in Canada, so I ate a ton of that. So when I went back for seconds, it was usually for fruit, which to me is fine. I don't demonize fruit in any way. I allow myself to eat as much fruit as I want, so when I went back for dessert, I would maybe try like a tiny bit of dessert, cheesecake, tiramisu, you know, those fancy resort cakes. I would try a little bit of that and then the rest of the plate would be fruit. But back to my main point, I only grabbed one plate of food when I went to the buffet. The reason why I just get one plate of food is because I can see visually everything that I want to eat all at once. Because when I just put a little bit of food on my plate and I'm just telling myself like, oh, this is all I'm gonna eat today, and it's just like half the plate, mentally I am not happy. I can visually see that the amount of food in front of me is minuscule, and my mind is telling my body that this amount of food is not gonna satisfy me physically or mentally, no matter how good it is, especially if it tastes good. Because if it tastes really, really good, then I'm not gonna wanna eat this much amount of food. I'm gonna wanna eat this much, right? That makes total sense. So my strategy for when I eat at the buffet is I get one plate, the big plate of food, and I load it with food. I'm not shy about creating a mountain of food. Because when I look at one plate and I see visually that there is a huge mountain of food on it, I'm like, oh yeah, this food is gonna fill me up and it's gonna be so exciting and it's gonna be great and it's gonna be delicious. And visually, because visually I see that there is a huge amount of food on my plate, then for some reason, my mind tells my stomach that this is going to be satisfying. I'm going to be satisfied. I'm not wasteful. I try not to be wasteful at buffets, but when you walk around and you just get even like a tiny scoop of everything that you want to try, usually that creates a mountain on your plate. So I walk back to my table and I have this mountain of food and I just start trying everything. And if I don't like something, then I'm not obligated to finish it. So most of the time, I'm probably not eating the entire mountain of food. But even if I don't eat the whole plate, I feel pretty satisfied because I've eaten maybe most of the food on there and I don't need to go back for seconds. Your stomach is not that big. If I have a huge mountain plate of food and I only eat half, your stomach is probably going to be full. Do you see the nuance there? When you have a plate and that you put tiny portions on it and you eat all of that, it feels like you didn't eat enough. When I have a plate and I put small portions on it and I eat everything on that plate, mentally, it kind of feels like, oh, I ate everything and I'm still not satisfied. I'm probably hungry. I'm going to go back for seconds. But if I put everything that I could possibly eat on the one plate and maybe a little bit more, I know that what is on this plate is going to fill me and I am not in a scarcity mindset. Like everything that I need is right there. And so when I'm eating, I feel calm enough to eat slowly and I feel present so that I can try all of the different varieties of food on my plate. If I don't like something, I'll just leave it. That is empowering now because I don't like that, so I'm not gonna eat it, and that's fine. And I promise you, I'm not wasteful. So if I notice that I don't like something, I'm not gonna get it again. And maybe if something looks questionable, I'll just grab one tiny piece. And actually at the end of the trip, I started cutting the desserts in half and only putting half of them on my plate. I know it sounds like this might be wasteful for you to just grab a mountain of food, but I promise you, I ate most of it most of the time. Unless it was absolutely disgusting, then I'm like, I'm not forcing myself to eat. Like, why would I do that? I don't know if this is something that people think about, but this is definitely something that I've been playing with and struggling with for a very long time. This is just one of the ways that I've learned how to manage my eating because sometimes it's very hard. I know that I'm an intuitive eating coach. I am a nutrition coach and I like live and breathe this kind of stuff. And that's probably why I'm a nutrition coach and an intuitive eating coach, because I personally struggle with it so much. So I'm sharing my experience and I hope that this is helpful. I never ate while looking up. That's not true. I was gonna say I never ate while looking at my phone, but when I had breakfast by myself, I was definitely on my phone eating breakfast. But if there was other people with me, around me, I was not on my phone too much. But breakfast was a pretty simple meal. By the end of the vacation, I was just eating eggs and fruit. So it wasn't like I could overeat with anything because on my plate was literally just like three eggs and a whole bunch of fruit. So being distracted was not the worst thing because I already knew that I wasn't really gonna overeat. I'm not perfect, it happens. I'm human, I will eat while I'm on my phone sometimes. Like people do that. I wish that I didn't, but I do. And I just do the best that I can, okay? We all know that there's best practices and then there's real life. So I can tell you all of the best practices and you can practice them, but there's also real life. And we try to do the best that we can as much as possible. And that is the 80% of it that matters. Even if you aim for 51% consistency, just keep showing up for yourself and keep figuring it out. Like, how did I come up with this idea to pile all my food onto one plate? It was just curiosity. I'm like, what would happen if I just got everything on one plate and I just sat down and I didn't let myself get seconds? Lo and behold, I was still satisfied. I didn't need the seconds. I only wanted the seconds when I was dieting and I was telling myself that I needed to restrict the amount of food that I was eating. That backfired in me completely and I ended up binge eating all of the time. So this was the opposite of that, right? I put a whole bunch of food on one plate and I told myself that I'm allowed to eat everything on this plate if I want to, but I'm not gonna go back for seconds unless it was fruit. And that worked. Like I didn't binge eat at all on this vacation. It's been a very, very long journey of growth, but that was the thing that helped me. I didn't even talk about like the food that I was eating when I was at the resort. I always centered my meals around protein. I always made sure that I was getting enough protein. I didn't count the grams of protein I was eating. I didn't weigh it. I didn't visually guess the calories that I was eating. I just made sure that there was protein on my plate. I didn't always eat vegetables. Actually, salad is very unappetizing for me right now, raw salad. So I haven't really eaten raw salad in a long time, but I did eat boiled broccoli, like green beans. They had lentils. I definitely had pasta sometimes. I always made sure that there was protein on my plate. There wasn't always a vegetable because their vegetable preparation wasn't always the greatest, but there was always protein. I'm just saying that like I didn't focus on eating vegetables. I was always eating fruit. I had lots and lots of fruit multiple times a day, but the vegetables on resort, they're just not great. So I kind of skipped them. But sometimes, like I know that you need micronutrients. I understand that micronutrients are an important part of health. And so sometimes I made myself eat the boiled broccoli that was gross. And sometimes I did eat soggy, mushy green beans that were also gross. You win some and you lose some. Anyway, that was my experience on vacation last week. What did I do? I also started running every day on vacation, which is really nice. Since I was not drinking, I was not socializing. The kids went to bed by 10 p.m. and so I went to bed by 10 p.m. So I'm up super early. I'm reserving the beach chairs. I have coffee and breakfast by myself. And actually in Punta Cana, I started running, which is not something that I've been doing in Canada recently. But in Punta Cana, I brought my running shoes and I had so much time in the morning that I just started exploring. So I took up running while I was there and I basically explored all of the resorts. We stayed at Iberostar Punta Cana, which is one of the cheaper sister hotels. And because I was running, I was able to explore the other ones that were more expensive. So the Iberostar Grand Bavaro and I think the Selection, I don't know what they're called. But I was running around and I got to see all of the really cool levels of their Iberostar resort. The point is that I had fun. I'm very proud of myself for the work that I've done and how I was able to handle myself around food. I know that my brother-in-law still thinks that our family eats way too much, which he's probably correct. I didn't binge eat and didn't fall back into old patterns, and that's a win. And we're gonna take that win for today. So that was it. That was my experience on vacation. I don't know if this was helpful for you guys. This is kind of like a niche topic, but let me know if you did find it helpful. Remember to please rate, share, subscribe, and follow me on Instagram and TikTok. And on my website at tinasarena.com, I am launching a new group coaching cohort mid-April. So if you are struggling on your journey of food and you need some help, I am looking for people that want to feel better in their bodies and they don't know where to start. That's the kind of person that I jive with. So if that sounds like you, send me an email. You can find it at tinasarena.com. And I hope you have a lovely day. See you next week.